It's Halsey with the Helicopter Podcast, and I hope you're enjoying listening to the podcast. But just to make sure that you are aware, if you would also like to watch the podcast, you can go to YouTube and check out the Helicopter Podcast YouTube channel. We post all of our podcasts to video format there. We're also doing a lot of really cool things over there, like vlogs. We did a bunch of fun stuff at HAI, including in-person interviews with all these amazing people. So do me a favor, head over to YouTube and check out the Helicopter Podcast. Hope you enjoy. Guys, day number two at HAI Heli Expo here in Anaheim. The last HAI going to Verticon next year in Dallas. And wow, I am starting off with a great podcast today with Mr. Bruno Evan from Airbus, CEO of Airbus. Bruno, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Very excited to be in Anaheim for HAI.
Well, I'm honored to have you on the show. First and foremost, I'm a user of Airbus product. I have probably about 1,000 hours.
Wow, impressive.
In the H-130, I flew at Maverick helicopters, both B-4 and T-2, and I just love flying the machine, love flying Airbus. You guys put out an amazing product, so I just wanted to share with you that quick experience. So day one complete, just give me the rundown of what day one looks like for you, CEO of Airbus.
Ah, it's a good question and a complex one. There are many facets to the role of CEO. I would say that the first challenge becoming a CEO is to ensure that you align the company, when it comes to Airbus Helicopters, the 22,000 employees, on clear priorities, clear strategic priorities. To be clear on where we want to go, it's about motivation also for all our people. So I would say in terms of priorities, to be seen as the preferred choice for our customers on the market.
Totally.
It means to be sure that our product services are really answering to their needs today, but also tomorrow.
Sure.
That's really, for me, the key priority, that we bring value to our customers. I would say also important as a CEO to ensure that for the company to be financially performing in order to be able to continue to invest to the future, because we are in an industry with a lot of innovation, and it's important that we keep the means, also the competencies, to invest in the future, to align the company on clear values. Again, we speak about the helicopter industry, aerospace industry. Quality, safety is essential. It's the trust between our customers, between you when you are flying a helicopter and us. So being aligned on clear values, to stick on our values, not to compromise on safety, quality, it's something essential essential for me. And perhaps last but not least, so the agenda is full when you are a CEO, but to keep the proximity with my team, proximity with the customers, to stay connected with the day-to-day business. When you have to take decision, you have to be sure that these are the relevant ones. So for me, it's really important to keep this connection.
Yeah, absolutely. I can totally understand that. You talked about innovation just now, and I know that Airbus specifically is doing a lot of things that are looking towards the future of helicopter aviation. Can you just touch on that a little bit, on what you guys are doing and some of the innovations, what you're doing to kind of decarbonize and make it more of an eco-friendly helicopter? What are you guys doing?
So innovation is clearly a strategic priority. It's, I would say, in the DNA since the beginning of Airbus Helicopter. We are mainly engineers, so we are passionate by the technology. So it's a clear priority for the company. Last year, again, we increased by 20% our level of funding in R&D, just to illustrate the level of effort that we are constantly doing. innovation with clear priority. Of course, it's performance of the helicopter. Performance is what brings value to the customers. Safety, of course, but anticipating the trend we see on the market in terms of sustainability, CO2, eco-friendly, in terms of noise, in terms of autonomy. So there are a lot of priority in terms of innovation. We invest a lot, and just to illustrate what we are doing, currently we have five concept helicopter demonstrator,
sure,
currently under development, under test, to mature some technology. I will just take the example of the Disruptive Lab.
Yep.
We communicated last year because we performed the first flight of the Disruptive
Very
Lab.
Cool.
It was at the beginning of the year 2023. Our ambition with this concept helicopter is to demonstrate that we can reduce by more than 40% the CO2 emission of an helicopter.
It's
compared
incredible.
To the one flying. So it's a lot. It's our commitment as Airbus in terms of sustainability, and we want to demonstrate that through the innovation we can do it. So it's about new architecture, less weight, aerodynamic, less drag. It's also implementing some new concept in terms of power system, in terms of engine integration, but also in terms of hybridization. So all this should be able to reduce by 40%. I can also mention other demonstrators like the Flight Lab that we are currently flying. We are testing technology from the autonomy perspective. We can perform automated flight,
wow,
through the pilot with a digital tablet as an example. There are some safety features that we are testing, like the rotor strike alerting system. So different technology that we can test through this demonstrator. But more concretely, I can also take the example of the 160. So here it's an helicopter that we have certified, flying, but it's a concentration of innovation, more than 50 patents, which,
wow,
bring reduction of noise, reduction of CO2 emission, 15% compared to existing helicopters. So yes, innovation is a clear priority for Airbus helicopter.
It seems like it's the foundation of Airbus helicopters.
Yes. And that's the feedback we have from the market when it comes to the product, when it comes to innovation. It's clearly something that Airbus helicopter has special on the market. Yeah.
I'm always interested because, again, I'm sure you're extremely busy, but I know that you're fairly connected with the people that use and operate your helicopters. Are you able to go out and connect with the operators? And when you're connecting with operators and guys and gals that operate the Airbus product, what is the feedback that you're getting in the field, good and bad?
Yeah. I was just mentioning that as CEO, it is a priority for me. I'm not saying it's easy every day, but to stay connected. And a show like HCI, it's a unique opportunity in 2-3 days to meet most of our customers and partners. But I like also to visit them in the field. I will do it next week. I'm doing it regularly. So yes, for me, it's really important to get the direct feedback, as you were mentioning, positive or less positive, because this feedback is the best way to improve, to confirm that you are working in the right direction, or it can happen if we are not performing well,
sure,
to ensure that we take the action internally from a product perspective, from a service perspective, from a supply chain perspective, quality perspective, that we take the action in order to recover, to improve, and to ensure that we would not do again this mistake. So yes, this connection with our customers are essential. Yeah.
It's incredible. And you guys had a fantastic 2023, 410 orders, 346 deliveries. What do you attribute to that success? And what are you continuing to do to make sure that that success continues far into the future?
For me, the main reason of this success is that we have the right product at the right time. That's really the essence of what our customer expects. So I think one of the reasons is the product strategy. We are continuously investing in our product. I was referring when you questioned me on innovation to disruptive innovation. But part of our innovation is also about incremental innovation.
Sure.
We have our helicopters today flying, the Écureuil, the 125, the 130s you were mentioning, the 145, 160. The Écureuil family, it's more than 80% market share on the market. The 135, 145, it's more than 65% market share.
Wow.
And one reason is that we constantly invest in our product. We communicated a few years ago on the 1-to-5 power, the 1-for-5 five-blade rotor.
Sure.
This upgrade, each time, they bring value to our customers. They increase the payload, and that's what our customer expect from us, to be committed to our product. We communicated this year on the fact that we are developing an IFR version for the 1-to-5 in order to be able to fly all weather conditions. So to answer to your question, one of the reasons of this good performance is having the right product at the right time. We work also a lot in terms of transformation of the company to constantly improve, in particular in terms of competitiveness, and I think it's key on our market, and to keep again this connection with our customers to ensure anytime that we're working on the right topic for them. So that's key, having this proximity, the right products, that's key for me, and that's probably one of the reasons of the success.
Yeah, I mean, proof is in the pudding for sure. You guys are doing something right. This year, big news at Heli Expo. Going from HAI to now the vertical international, right? Or it's you know, they're trying to incorporate more vertical lift. I'm still kind of digesting all that personally. What is your view on eVTOL and kind of maybe this new future that we're approaching in that space?
It's a fantastic topic, and I think the change of brand and name from HAI to AI, it's not only a change of name. There is a lot behind this. I'm convinced that for the vertical aviation, helicopter is at the core and will continue to be at the core. It's a fantastic concept, optimum in terms of performance. Nevertheless, there are needs for innovation, in particular when we think about urban air mobility. Today, in some city, helicopters are providing services. It can be the case in New York, it can be the case in Sao Paulo. But more and more, when we are listening to the market, to the society, there is a need to have more eco-friendly, in a sense where if we are able to provide on the market solution without CO2 emission, for sure it would be a disruption, less noise, probably to continue to raise the safety bar, and that's really something we are working on regarding urban air mobility. I'm convinced that if we are able to qualify a new concept, less CO2 or CO2, no CO2 emission, less noise, and no single point of failure in terms of safety, we have the formula to create a new business opportunity which could complement the helicopter. So that's what we are doing at Airbus, because we are convinced that thanks to our experience, competencies, we can play a role here. So we have communicated, I think it was 2 years ago, on a new demonstrator, City Airbus Next Gen, to be ready to position ourselves on this future business opportunity, to demonstrate that we can qualify such a new concept. But it's more than that. I think to have the technical solution, it's essential, but it's more than that, in a sense where we have to build a global ecosystem. We have to work with the regulators to ensure that we have the right standards in terms of qualification. We have to work with the city for the infrastructure in particular. We have to work with the environment in order to create the condition to have a positive perception of these new vehicles flying in urban environment. So the challenge is really to build this global ecosystem. I can refer to the traffic control, I can refer to the operation in urban environment, and that's the reason why we are partnering also with many key stakeholders in order, again, to create this ecosystem and when ready to start business operation.
Yeah, it's it's fascinating. I think we're approaching a time that things are going to change drastically. You kind of teased it a little bit, but I want to go back to this autonomy. Can you just chat a little bit more about what you guys are doing with autonomy and, you know, what we can kind of expect to see?
There are many aspects behind autonomy. I think the first in my mind when it comes to helicopter, I don't believe that for transportation of passengers, like for the car, the technology is there. Nevertheless, we are not fully autonomous. I don't think that for this kind of commercial operation will be in the short, mid-term, or even long-term fully autonomous. Nevertheless, to work on some autonomous techno brakes in order to ease the way the pilot is
Certainly.
Operating the helicopter, can clearly reduce the workload and contribute to a more safe operation. So that's one part of our focus on autonomy, to reduce the workload for the pilot in order to help him to focus on all what is important for a safe operation. But there are some part of the business where, in particular for a military application, where I think it makes sense to think about a full autonomous helicopter or platform. And that's the reason one, in terms of innovation, we are working a lot on not only techno bricks, but drone concept. We are developing a drone helicopter based on an existing platform. It's a 700 kilo drone that we call the VSR 700, and we have performed a successful flight test
wow.
last year. And the idea here, again, for military application, to provide a capability of surveillance, of logistics in some specific and demanding environment. And it's a global strategy for the company, because I see a lot of perspective in terms of drones, the way the drone could complement the helicopter, the
sure.
way the drone could team the helicopter, looking at the drone as an extension of the helicopter. So yes, there is a lot to be done in these areas. And again, at Airbus Helicopter, it's part of our strategy to contribute in terms of innovation.
From the pilot perspective, since that's kind of my background, what could I expect as a pilot getting into an Airbus product with some more of these autonomous features? What does that look like? What does that cockpit look like for me?
I will just take the example of the 160, the 160, which is in operation, working on autonomy with our avionics. It means that you can have some function for automatic takeoff on landing. Just as an example, so depending on the context of your operation, you can ease your operation by having this functionality totally available. So that's part of what we are doing. I was mentioning the flight lab, so one of our demonstrators, where we are testing some techno bricks which allow to have a full automated flight, still the pilot having the capability to take back at any time
sure.
the control of the helicopter, but to have this automated flight sequence controlled by the pilot through a digital tablet. So it's, I think, a good example of all what it can bring and what it could bring to you in terms of is making easier the operation and the flight of the helicopter.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important. I learned on very basic helicopters. I've learned it in an R-22, like a lot of people. And being able to get into other products that had more advanced avionics, it's a little bit daunting at times as a pilot. But then you soon realize that it's really helpful. It really allows you as a pilot to focus on other areas that might be more important. And it kind of frees up. I've always kind of said that the avionics that we have and the technologies that we are getting now in helicopters is almost like having a second-in-command pilot that's sometimes even better at flying than I am, right? And, you know, I think it's nice, and it kind of declutters the mental space for the pilot. So I think that's important in going in that route. I want to transition a little bit more to you. I think it's obviously very impressive, the role that you're in. Just curious to hear a little bit about your background and your path on how you are now the CEO of Airbus Helicopters.
It's difficult to answer to this question. I would never have thought in the past years that I would become the CEO of Airbus Helicopter one day. So it came, it was an opportunity, and of course when you are proposed such an opportunity, it's something that when you are so passionate by the helicopter industry, of course, you cannot refuse. So it's a chance. To answer to your question in terms of background, I'm an engineer. I started in the aerospace and defense industry, more for working for the space industry at the very beginning. And then I had the chance very early to move to the engine business. So I worked for Safran during many years in charge of the engine business for helicopter industry. So I had the chance already to be connected to our customers, to our industry, to the support and service side. So moving to Airbus Helicopter was somehow a natural, natural evolution. Quite a challenge, but exciting a challenge. I have to say that I have a fantastic team. And for me to have the chance to interact every day with our customers, with our industry, it's really a pleasure. It's really a pleasure.
I'm sure we have some listeners that might be curious of whether they're an engineering background or pilot background that might be interested in joining the Airbus team someday. What are the attributes? You talked about having a great team. What are the attributes that you look at an individual to join the Airbus helicopters team?
I would say one of the first attributes is the value. The value, I think for me, it's really essential because it's a common language of the 22,000 employees of the company. When I speak about values, I mean, of course, quality, safety, integrity, humility. People who like to learn, to improve, always have to learn and to improve.
Always.
Listening our customers. So values for me is a key attribute. Competencies, of course, we are in a very technical industry. So I think this background, technical background in particular, when it comes to we are speaking about innovation, is essential. But the value, the passion, the will to always. Always improve for me is a key element.
It's excellent. As we kind of wrap up this conversation today, first and foremost, thank you again for taking the
My
time.
My pleasure.
Incredible. So fun to be able to sit down and chat with you and meet you in person. What are you most excited for in the future for Airbus Helicopters?
What is the most exciting for me is to be able to anticipate all the trend we see on the market and in the society today. There is a lot when it comes to the helicopter industry. We have not talked too much on sustainability, but it's one of the challenge and the trend we see on the society. And so to be able to address this level of expectation, it's a challenge and I think it's really exciting. But we see and we discuss it when we address the question around the drone, the question around the urban air mobility. There is a lot to be done in terms of new business opportunities. So looking at this future, all what has to be done to bring our industry to the next level, it's really a permanent excitement. Yeah,
lots of exciting things to come. Again, thank you so much. I know you're very busy, so I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. To our listeners, thank you for listening to this helicopter podcast with Bruno Evan from Airbus. Bruno, have a wonderful show.
Thanks a lot.
And thank you so much again for joining.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate it.
Hey, podcast listeners. My name is Halsey Schreider, and I'm the principal broker and owner of Celicopter. Celicopter is a new-age, data-driven, helicopter-specific sales brokerage bringing helicopter listings to new heights. At Celicopter, we utilize digital positioning, paid advertising, and our large network of industry professionals to move your helicopter quickly and efficiently. Unsure the value of your helicopter? Lucky for you, Celicopter offers a complimentary market evaluation. All you have to do is contact the team today. Are you ready to take your helicopter listing from mayday to payday? Easy. Fill out the contact information below, and a Celicopter pilot agent will reach out shortly. Celicopter. List it, sell it, done.